constitutionally deficient jury instructions in criminal courts. Understanding the core issue, a constitutionally deficient jury instruction is a serious legal error where the judge's guidance to the jury misstates or omits essential elements of the law. This can significantly impact the outcome of a criminal case, potentially violating a defendant's constitutional rights. Key constitutional implications: due process. The Sixth Amendment guarantees the right to a fair trial, which includes accurate and complete jury instructions. Presumption of innocence. Incorrect instructions can undermine the presumption of innocence by misleading the jury. Common types of deficiencies. 1. Omission of essential elements. The judge fails to instruct the jury on a critical element of the crime. 2. Incorrect statements of law. The judge provides inaccurate or misleading legal information. 3. Shifting the burden of proof. The instructions might improperly place the burden of proof on the defendant. 4. Denying a defense. The judge could fail to instruct the jury on a valid defense raised by the defendant. Consequences of deficient instructions. Reversal of conviction. If the error is deemed to have prejudiced the defendant, the conviction may be overturned on appeal. New trial. The case might be remanded for a new trial with correct instructions. Acquittal. In rare cases, the error could be so severe that the defendant is entitled to an outright acquittal. Challenging deficient instructions. To challenge a constitutionally deficient jury instruction, typically these steps are involved. 1. Objection at trial. The defense attorney must object to the instruction at the time it is given to preserve the issue for appeal. 2. Appeal. If convicted, the defense attorney argues on appeal that the erroneous instruction constituted harmful error. 3. Post-conviction relief. In some cases, a defendant may seek relief through post-conviction proceedings. The importance of effective appellate advocacy. Successfully challenging a constitutionally deficient jury instruction often depends on the skill of the appellate attorney. They must demonstrate how the error affected the trial's outcome and why it warrants reversal or other relief. Remedies available for defendants with constitutionally deficient jury instructions. When a defendant successfully challenges a constitutionally deficient jury instruction, several remedies may be available. The specific remedy depends on the severity of the error and the jurisdiction's legal standards. Common remedies. 1. Reversal of conviction. This is the most common remedy when a significant error has prejudiced the defendant's right to a fair trial. The conviction is overturned, and the case is sent back for a new trial with correct instructions. 2. New trial. Similar to reversal, but the defendant is granted a new trial with the opportunity to present their case again. This may be ordered even if the error is not deemed sufficiently prejudicial to warrant a full reversal. 3. Acquittal. In rare and extreme cases of egregious error, the court may order an outright acquittal. This is typically reserved for situations where the error is so fundamental that it completely undermines the fairness of the trial. 4. Harmless error analysis. Even if an error is found, the court may determine that it was harmless and did not affect the outcome of the case. In such cases, the conviction may be upheld despite the erroneous instruction. Factors affecting the choice of remedy. Severity of the error. The more serious the error, the more likely the court is to grant a significant remedy. Prejudice to the defendant. The court will assess whether the error actually harmed the defendant's case. Jurisdictional rules. Different jurisdictions have varying standards for determining whether an error is harmless or requires reversal. Additional considerations. Timeliness of the objection. Raising an objection to the jury instruction at trial is crucial for preserving the issue for appeal. Strength of the evidence. If the evidence against the defendant is overwhelming, the court may be less inclined to grant a new trial or acquittal. Procedural rules. Specific rules and deadlines may apply to appeals and post-conviction relief. It's important to note that this is a general overview, and the specific remedies available in a particular case will depend on the facts and circumstances, as well as the applicable laws of the jurisdiction. Let's discuss a specific case or jurisdiction. Please provide details about the case or jurisdiction you'd like to focus on. Here are some examples to help you. Case-specific inquiry. Case details. Briefly outline the facts of the case, including the charges, the specific jury instruction, and the outcome of the trial. Legal issues. Identify the specific constitutional right allegedly violated and the legal arguments that support the claim. Jurisdiction. Specify the state or federal court where the case was tried. Jurisdiction-specific inquiry. State or federal law. Indicate the jurisdiction you're interested in. Specific legal issue. Focus on a particular aspect of constitutionally deficient jury instructions, such as the standard of review for harmless error or the remedies available in certain types of cases. Once you provide more information, I can offer a more tailored analysis. Here are some potential areas of discussion. Harmless error analysis. How do courts determine whether an erroneous instruction was harmless? Specific constitutional rights. How do particular constitutional rights, e.g., due process, presumption of innocence, apply to jury instructions? State-specific laws. Are there unique rules or procedures in a particular state that impact the handling of deficient jury instructions?